Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 370, the big 370 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and with me, as always, is...
your king of paintball, Thomas Castle. And tonight is the night of nights. I wish I had a thought enough long enough to look that whole speech up and rewrite it for some epic, you know... We're going to whoop some ass this weekend, but we're going to have a fucking good time.
We are
fucking so stoked. I tried so hard to get Cameron to come with us. I tried to get him to call in sick. I don't even know how we would have fit him in there, but I would have found a way to like fold Cameron into that truck.
I'm sure we could have found a way. I mean, worst case scenario, we either strap him or the equipment to the roof.
I'm okay with both of them.
Right?
I'm
I think strapping him to the roof would require less. So... I think
Cameron's pretty light.
Yeah, so we'd need less rigging to make that happen. So yeah, tonight's gonna be super chill. Tonight's gonna be a relaxed, very relaxed show. We're basically just gonna be we're excited about Honey Badger coming up. We're excited for to play that one bittersweet final time at PRZ Paintball before it gets ripped out of our cold dead hands,
out of our grubby mitts.
Yeah, she's going away.
Yeah.
So, if you
means this is the party of parties, guys. This is the one to go to. This is it. If you can't go, that's it. There'll be no more. And you guys are gonna go with me on my joint rolling adventure because I need to roll. This is all like some delicious Maui Wowie from my friends. Up in the northern part of the province. Also, we are going to make a big shout out to my boy, the Rip King, who I don't know. Did you manage to get over?
Never had a chance. I had to rush home to meet this. So what I'll do is, there's one of two ways we can handle this. One, I can pop over very early in the morning tomorrow. Or two, we can pop over very early in the morning tomorrow because we have to come back that way anyways.
Because we're gonna have to go by there to collect the stickers that the Rip King had printed for us.
Yes.
Yeah, he hooked us up with some dope stickers. He has given me some special hardware, some new toys to bring with me.
Very fun.
So of course, your King of Paintball will be rolling as the true King of Smokanda. We will be bringing some great East Coast buds out with us to puff away on.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm gonna pre-roll all my shit now. I got my blunts rolled. Got my joints going. I have the ceremonial, the King's Bong down there, the glass one, my nice one. Because if I'm going to bring some hardware for Pistol Pitsy, if I'm bringing hardware, I got to bring good hardware. You just can't bring the rubber one. Like, you got to bring a nice bong for those guys. Especially for Pitsy, for Rhino, and those lads.
Only the fine china. Only the fine china.
Yeah, I am bringing the fine china. Like, just... beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Another weapon courtesy of the Rip King. That I've had that thing for years. So
is that one of his custom ones?
It's just one that I think he had on the shelf. And at some point I walked in there when I was high and I was like, that thing is amazing. And I don't buy bongs very often anymore. It's a young man's thing.
It really is.
When you're, you know, sitting around the house and you're like, ah, look at my fine bong. It's like, you can't really bring over somebody from the office unless they're chronics as well. But if you work in a respectable business, finger quotes, a bong sitting on your shelf. And if it is, you mean you're got to be the type of person who cleans that shit every night.
Yeah. If that thing's going to be out in the public, like if it's going to be viewable, it needs to be clean.
Dude, it was so grody after fucking street ball because it was in the cooler with the paint so that it wouldn't get broken.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Except the paint and the water and the bong. Yeah, I had to clean it before I packed it up. So, and then I was like, fuck it, I might as well bring it downstairs. A couple rips.
Right.
Hopefully some more of our friends from our team, the blue team, are going to be here.
Ryan Bell says, show me the flex bong.
Oh, I'm not bringing my rubber bong because I thought that our team is a little classier.
I like that. I like that retail logic.
Mm-mm. Honey Badger, listen, Commando is a rough and tumble. Like, there's shit going on there, so you need to have that resilient rubber bong. But when you go to PRZ for the final you've got to bring your A game. Also, I have to get a hold of Daddy Paul.
Why?
Because I'm bringing John Votor's T15.
Okay.
Bought it off a Luffy, who I think is getting himself a 4.68.
Why?
And I don't know. But anyway, there's something wrong with the bolt. I don't know what it is. Something's reverse, something's backwards. I don't fucking know. They said words and I just kind of spaced out. Like, I don't know. But I did say that I would try to ask Daddy Paul if he'd help me out.
Daddy Paul will help. Daddy Paul's very good at helping.
I like the T15. I picked it. I like his T15 because he's got some mods on it that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. It's got a bigger magwell. It's got that wide open magwell at the bottom, so you have a little more room. His foregrip's really nice. But I'm shooting round ball.
Yeah, because you're an absolute lunatic.
Only one of us can really afford to fucking shoot first strikes, and it might as well be the guy who's got better aim and more patience.
Okay, yeah. You walking into a firefight just going brah, 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 with first strikes is not...
Fuck, I hope there's a fucking... There's got to be a gear tent or something I can buy because I'm going to need some new mags. Some of my mags are just fucked and I couldn't be arsed to...
For the T-15?
To really dig them out. No. For my TMC.
Oh, I've got a bunch of mags, I think, somewhere. I think in the storage unit. I can try and remember to go grab them tomorrow on the way by.
I'll send a message. We'll try to remember.
Because
we're going to have to go in anyways to go to the Rip King to run around back to pick those up. So
Yeah.
Because he left them in the mailbox.
Yeah, because that's not going to look shady at all.
Dude, that place looks shady as fuck when you go in there. But it's okay because it's all under camera.
Oh, yeah, like, 100%.
The Rip King knows that we're coming by, so. Okay.
Jackson, Retail Jackson, saying his jaw's fucked up pretty badly. Been out since May. Healing, but I'm not there yet. Hence, I'm excited to get to Moncton in 2 weeks to play. Also, my first time playing in the East Coast.
Grab MagForce mags and a Tipax adapter for the TMC.
I mean, you could.
But why?
Right? That's my logic, too.
But why? Because I'm running my TMC. I am running my Tipax. I'm going to carry it with me. I'm going to try to use it. Cause...
Ryan's willing to lend you 6 mags for the T15 if you promise to return them within 365 days.
I mean, I think I'm going to end up hot loading mags anyways.
100%.
Like, I know myself. Is the tactical mag the one with two?
The what?
I had one of those. The things are fucking awesome. I love that thing, actually. A tactical mag. It's two magazines that are attached together. And
oh, yeah.
I have your tank. Don't worry. It's in my bag. I as a matter of fact, I had it on D-Day.
Yeah, and you didn't show up to D-Day, Ryan.
Boo. But I do have it. I do have it. It's a First Strike 3000 PSI tank. I remember it. It's in the bag. What is the MagFag presence like in the East Coast? Spotty.
Yeah.
It's spotty. It's really hard. If you time it right and we can, when you come visit, bring your gear and we'll see if we can round up some of the mag lads. Yeah,
the hard part about the MagFed out East is we don't have, first of all, we don't have the number of paintballers to really support a niche form of paintball like MagFed. And because of that, and I know I'm going to get flack for this, but I'm going to say it anyways. In the MagFed world, right, you get a lot of people who jump into MagFed because they love the tacticalness of it. I'm going to use very massive air quotes for this.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of them got into MagFed. They tried to be super hardcore tactical, you know, fucking, was it, SEAL Team 6 or the Gravy SEALs or the Meal Team 6.
Meal Team 6.
Right?
Meal
and, Team 6. And they just got the shit shot out of them on a very regular basis because they didn't learn. They weren't willing to adjust. They just thinking, oh, I've got the super tactical marker and I'm slicing the pie and I'm checking my corners. But then Buddy power slides on his knees past you and just shoots the shit out of you with a fucking, with a speedball gun. And a lot of them gave it up. They were just like, well, this is stupid. I'm going to go play another style of...
I'm going to go play airsoft.
Yeah, I'm going to go play airsoft.
Sadly, that's where a lot of them went.
Yeah, so it's like, It's like you just don't know what you're doing is the problem, right? So we really don't have a lot of MAGFed. We used to have a ton. We used to have an absolute ton of MAGFed. And then COVID really...
Hypersports has a pretty good crew.
Yeah, Hypersports does have a decent crew.
They got a real good crew of guys out there.
Ryan Bell wants to run a camp. Because... Run a camp on what? Run a MAGFed camp? Ryan, if I send you a link, you want to jump into the chat? We do have Tactical Thursday.
We do have Tactical Thursday.
Which happens on the same
Jinx,
night.
Show me a Coke.
Fuck. Happens on the same night as the podcast. So
the Maritime Paintball Podcast is... Why do you think we're here?
We should just maybe one of these, maybe once a month for the rest of the summer or whatever. We'll just, maybe we'll take a break and we'll just be like, let's go play some tactical paintball on Thursdays.
I think we're going to, I dare say that's what we should do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we do that. Well, we're kind of already halfway through this month. We can do it at the end of this month.
I think next, there's a next Tactical Thursday.
July 30th.
Sunday, July 30th.
That's a walk-on day. We could drum up some... I think we could strum it.
I think if we call Cameron and... hey, Cameron. Get the boys unofficial MAGFed day at fucking Moncton Paintball. Your king commands it. I'll deal with Josh later.
The,
your king commands
it. The C-rated celebrity host of the podcast demands it.
Yep. And I don't make demands very often.
The 30th is anniversary day at SNL. God damn.
I mean, we could just go there. I mean, if we're if retail is going to come to New Brunswick, you're going to come to the East Coast, we should take him to the granddaddy of paintball fields around here and make him run his ass up that fucking hill and fight from the top of the tower.
I am off that weekend. I just looked at my work schedule.
Nope. Cameron, we're going to meet halfway. Round up your fucking monkeys and I'll round up mine and we'll fucking get them out there. We need to do this.
Yeah.
I don't get to host people. I don't get to host the fancy lads. Oh, look at all these joints. Not as many. I don't have as many as I did blunts, but that's probably for the better. Fuck, I can't remember who said they saw me, but they said they saw me walk by two or three times, and they said every time they'd see me walk by, I had a giant blunt hanging out of my mouth.
Yeah, it sounds about you.
Just toddle off.
I've learned my lesson. I won't be consuming anything questionable.
You didn't consume anything this trip on D-Day?
No, not on D-Day. Last Honey Badger, I almost gave myself like cardiac arrest.
Oh, because of the C4.
Yeah.
Man, though, that stuff was that was fucking funny. Jesus, that was funny.
It was wild. It was I might do it again now that I know what to expect. You know what I mean? Like,
shit, I'll fucks with you.
Right? I might kind of drink a bit of it and then just fucking like sprint off into the abyss.
You almost got to put it like in a straw, and as you're walking out for the first game.
Wait, you're staying in Bathurst? Oof, buddy. A little ways away. That's even a bit of a ways from Moncton.
Yeah.
That's still, what,
it's a few
3 hours?
Yeah.
Yikes. 4 hours from Bathurst to SNL. Yeah. I mean,
it's doable.
It is. We could definitely. I mean, do we do the SNL one or do we do? Because SNL's on the 30th. If they're doing an anniversary game, because that's like their 29th anniversary or something. It's pretty fun, I think.
Honestly, that is a good game to bring him for. It's not going to be mental, but it's still going to be a lot of fun because SNL is like a down home, happy go lucky place. It's as. Oh, shit, I'll say it because that's what we are. It's as hillbilly paintball as you're going to fucking find.
That's true.
It's,
we mean that in the best way possible, too. I don't see the event on their Facebook page, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, find out about that for us, Cameron, and we'll try to work that in because I'd really like to go to
It's their 31st anniversary. Cool. Well, we'll have to take a look because I think that might be a worthy trip Be fun.
Yep.
Right? Head over to SNL.
Yep.
You know what I should be doing? You know, that's a pain in the ass. I was like, I could be cleaning gear right now, but.
Eh. This is how we roll the joint. Roll the joint.
But yeah, I think, yeah, that might be a good thing. I think we'll do that. I think we'll try and hit up the SNL, because I am off that weekend.
Yeah. And the Spikes lads have once again extended their invitation to us. Because, gotta get over to Spikes.
You know, it's funny. Brittany messaged me, and she was just like,
do you know there's a paintball field here?
Yeah, she was like, hey, there's a paintball field. I think it's called Spikes. Like, I was like, yeah, I know who it is. The guy used to play pro. He's played with the Ironmen. Also, look at this ugly motherfucker. Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to see you, pal.
Nope.
Doesn't get any uglier than this, boys. This is, ooh, I've been studying
hold on, right Honey on, Badger back.
Intel 2 seconds. Nonstop for a week ugly.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
It happens. Look at that. I get on and just scare him away.
Maximum hype levels.
Yeah, I'll lend you 6 mags if you give me my air tank back. I'll
give you your tank back anyways. I know. That's why I love you, buddy. Oh, buddy.
So are you excited to come to Honey Badger?
I'll tell you all about it when I get there tomorrow. But yeah, I need, once again, paintball is going to save my life, and it's going to do it again this year.
So look what I found while cleaning my gear.
Yeah.
Look what I
feel like. Pay attention to me. Forever since I played.
Because Tonka's out there Tonka's laminating maps and shit, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. I got it last year.
Is that Ashley Day?
I love that thing.
And I
what?
That's she's a godsend, that's last dude. Year's.
Yeah.
Oh, I that's found it balled up version. In the bottom of my mag pouch, or my dump pouch. No, I don't play Magfed a whole hell of a lot anymore. Like, it's hard to play Magfed out east because, like, when I play Magfed, well, it was hard to play Magfed because my shit got stolen, and then it's hard to play Magfed because I want to shoot first strikes when I'm shooting Magfed, right? Like, I want to shoot first strikes. If I'm gonna shoot round ball, I'll take the mini. So I was getting the gear cleaned DMC, up and getting it ready. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, oh yeah, here's the map.
Yeah. I played Hopper Fed for the first time there. We went to that event, Gang Wars.
Oh, I saw that online. Yeah. How was that?
Oh,
I'm glad you liked it, man.
So much fun running a Hopper.
It's like having a box mag. Just, it's an upside down box mag.
Yeah, but no, I was listening to what you were saying about having to adjust your play style playing MagFed. You definitely can't play the way the guys do with the speedball guns. It is doable. Absolutely. You just, got to pick and choose.
You got to slow down.
You got to be a little more.
You definitely need to slow down if you're going to try that shit, because it doesn't always work out for you.
Yep.
But holy shit, is it ever funny when it does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially if you're in a place where you can't use first strikes.
Speaking of which,
like, it's still absolutely
Jackson
doable.
Wants to know, can he shoot first strikes out there at SNL or Moncton? The answer is kinda.
General rule of thumb at Moncton is they don't on walk-ons, but if you're not going to be a taint bag about it,
they're usually people are still pretty butthurt about first strike rounds at Moncton, like. Mainly because
but they finally came that they
no, it's because somebody was improperly using their marker and didn't you know how a Roscoe doesn't have a regulator inside? So if you leave your CO2 in it and you don't fire a few shots off, the pressure goes up and up and up and up and up. Buddy didn't do it. So he just walked around the corner and point blank me in the ribs with a fucking
with a
50 cal first strike at 560.
Even Tom was like, it's the user, it's the dipshit with the gun, not the round inside. But what?
Why didn't you check your load?
Yeah. So do they make you guys?
I think the problem was this guy
to drop the,
had this
the FPS
six there? Shooter. And his style of play was he gets to a spot, he sits there, he doesn't move. So, fuck's sakes. So he sat there with the gun drawn and just sat there in the sun. And so a black, it's a black, matte black gun just sitting in the sun. Right. It's just going and going and going. And then finally, when he did pop it off, he popped it while almost touching Tom. So it was just.
And then when I laughed and went, what the fuck did you shoot me with? Because damn, that hurt. No, generally we don't. And
that would have been
difficult. It went through my jersey, through my shirt, and left a good sized fucking hole, like a 68 cal sized hole in my side.
Yeah.
And when we went back and they were checking me out, because they're just like, holy fuck, you're really bleeding. He ran in and he chroned it. And he's like, haha, I was shooting at 560. I'm like, you fucking asshole. Did you even know there were first strikes in there? He's like, no.
And being the little plastic 50 cal first strikes, those do hurt a little bit more just because that plastic doesn't give. You know what I mean? Like those things are like, I've taken a regular first strike.
Yeah.
Right. Like I've taken a regular first strike and crushed it in my hand and it just kind of like squeezes and then pops and then it cracks. Right.
Red means dead.
These little
red means dead.
Fucking 50 cal first strikes.
Be waiting for
are like, I don't even know what to compare them to, but they.
It's just me
shit talking Nico.
Nico over here, red or dead sugar tits.
They're playing for the wrong team. Yeah. It's their fault. I mean, you should be playing playing with your king so that we can just stomp them. But that's okay because that.
I like how all of our names have.
Yes, I totally planned that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of neat. 100%.
but it's okay because I plan to go right down the middle of that hallway of death and I'll take the shots, but I expect Nico to meet me in the middle to give me another hug. Cause if we did it at D-Day, I want to walk right down the middle of the hallway of death.
Get shot to shit.
I'll eat the paint, but I expect Nico to meet me there or Congo. One of the two.
Which means that when we hit that hallway, we're going to have to holler out to the other team and be like, yo, tactical hug.
Nico and you and I are going to meet this. We're going to make sure people get this one on camera because they got the hug. You got the hug last time, so that was so fucking funny. I showed that video to everybody because they're just like, "I'm like, yeah, we just go out and hug,
hug it out, bro,
skip
hug it out
the field."
If I can't hear you causing a ruckus on the field somewhere, I'm going to radio you and jack you up.
At least he said, yep, you that's all I need, boys, and I just need to know where you need me to go yell. Oh, this is 100% happening.
I sent you a DM earlier
today.
He's
saying
it's
sad. Played when we started Operation Craig. I don't know what that is.
Craig?
Operation Craig.
Neither do I, but I'm curious to find out.
No, I just keep thinking of Craig from South Park who flips everybody off. And Craig who took the urinal dirt.
Oh shit, that was a paintball game started back in 2009, I think. 2009, 2010.
Holy smokes.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, that's when I started my last posting.
That's what PRZ was first called. What does PRZ stand for now? Oh, okay. I never questioned it. I was just PRZ, let's roll with it.
Okay, so Wolf,
I don't know.
I need to come and sit down with you, and we need to have 5 minutes in the Wolf's lair and just get a minute's history of late 2000s-ish paintball from the Wolf.
Just teach me.
He's been around longer than anybody. He'll drop some knowledge.
It's true. I sent him messages whenever I'm like.
Honestly, my favorite thing from Jeppa was when he was sitting there, and I'm like, "Come over, sit down." And he's just like, "Okay." And he sits next to Wolf, and they had a cool conversation. And then after Wolf left, he goes, "What?" He just titted off like a little fangirl. It was just like, "You're adorable." And he's like, "He's so fucking nice." I'm like, "Yeah." Did you expect him to be an asshole? Like,
a lot of people do. Actually, so,
really?
Okay, so I've taken some people. I know I don't mean to talk about you, Wolf, like you're not there, because I know you're out there, but I've,
I will.
At D-Day, a couple of years back, like, I brought some boys up, I was like, get in the van, let's go, and there was a lot of them that were afraid. They were like, man, I want to meet Wolf. Like, then go fucking talk to him. Oh, well, I don't want to, I can't, I'm, it's just, shut the fuck up and go talk to him.
Like, that was like that with Lead Farmer too. There are a couple people. They're like, it's fucking Lead Farmer. I'm like, go talk to him. He's just standing over there cleaning his gear.
He's right there.
He's a super nice fella. Go talk to him. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to roofie you and give you the old fucking Bill Cosby. He's going to talk to you about paintball.
Please. I have a funny thing to share about Lead Farmer, my first time ever meeting him. I was watching his videos like we all have, right? I'm like, look at this guy go. He's like some kind of paintball ninja. I was expecting him to be like 7 feet tall with great big bristling muscles.
Yeah, he's a 5 foot Frenchman.
Finally met him. He was like a 5'2".
Yeah.
Dude.
He's coming leprechaun.
Like, Napoleon,
he doesn't look like Joaquin Phoenix, dude.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's good. The best part is I can crack that joke, and he'll just crack some joke about me. Like it's great, it's awesome. But yeah, it's I think it's hilarious because I don't know what the technical term is, but like I don't get excited about people of note or famous individuals. So
what he's saying is fuck you, Wolf and Lead Farmer.
No, what I'm saying is. That I think it's hilarious when people get all like nervous about meeting somebody.
God damn it!
So there was
got weed on my balls. 12 hours.
How long of a journey you guys got to?
Maybe 13.
Straight through.
Traditionally,
you guys gonna take turns?
Question. Hold on. Question for Bradley. Were you a bearded villain?
I still am. So for those that don't know, the Bearded Villains is an international beard club dedicated to like men's mental health and charity. I shit you not.
I don't have a beard, but
it's a thing.
Hell yeah.
It's a legitimate thing.
And I'm a sucker for anything men's mental health. So
Whole thing of the Bearded Villains was created because it's kind of flipping the idea of like the aggressive bearded looking man, flipping it on its head. So you get a bunch of bearded dudes together and it looks like a biker gang. You know what I mean? Like stereotypical TV biker gang, but they're there like doing charity. Like they're like going to the SPCA. Holy shit. That's awesome. Me and Robbie were in the Maritime chapter together. That's hilarious. I don't communicate with them a whole hell of a lot anymore. I kind of fell out of the chapter. I still consider myself a villain,
his beard is indeed villainous.
But my problem was not to talk ill of the villains, but there was a lot of confusion within the chapter and there wasn't a whole lot of action happening and I was getting very bored, so I was just like, okay, I'm done putting energy into this. But
thanks, Robbie.
Well, the whole point of the villains was to raise for charitable stuff and all that. But then a secondary objective kind of accidentally formed. What it was is that most bearded men are in their 30s, and in your 30s is when most men fail to make friends, because when you hit your 30s, you have family, you have a career, you have
your 30s fucking suck for those of you.
You wake up in the morning and they just say, and you just think to yourself, okay, I got to go to work. I got to do laundry. I got to spend time with the missus. I got to spend time with the kids. I got to fix the leak in the leaky faucet. I got to do this. But they never take time for themselves. A lot of men are just kind of like, they put blinders on and they just focus on family and career, but they never actually focus on themselves or having a social life. And that's where the villains
very true
really helped, was that you basically had a bunch of guys who were, you know, came together with this common thing of wanting to be a part of a charitable group like the villains, but also having beards. Did Brad have haters saying he had beard extensions? You know what? Nobody's ever said I had beard extensions. I have had people ask if it's fake.
I have touched that beard, and I will tell whoever wants to know that it is.
I have had people pull on it.
Legit.
I've had people like come up and they're just like, "Is your beard real?" I'm like, "Yes." And they're like, "Can I pull on it?" I'm like, "Sure." And then they do.
Well, that
it's a little bit.
That depends. Are you gonna?
So it's funny because like,
what will you do for me?
I'm gonna say as a semi-attractive bearded man, and the reason why I can say semi-attractive is because I convinced a woman to have a child with me.
Doesn't mean you can, there's some ugly motherfuckers out there who have kids. Don't.
Yeah. Give me this win. Give me this win. It's funny that, like, growing up, you're always told, like, especially being, and I'm not, this, how do I word this properly without sounding like an asshole? A lot of men are told, you know, boys growing up, men are told, like, keep your hands to yourself, don't touch people who don't want to be touched, that kind of thing, right? Don't be a pervert, don't be a creep, don't be that, right? Yeah, but the number of middle-aged to older women who will grab my beard without permission is astronomical. They have no barrier. They have no concept of personal space when it comes to my facial hair.
Please don't touch me.
I've been chatting and like had some like these older women just kind of come up and they're just like they just stroke my beard and I'm like, hello, like,
hi, can I help?
What's
you?
Going on, Jackson? Me, I know madam. It's coming, so it's fine. And Wolf, you know what? Hair pulling, let's say, you know, it's a good thing. Beard pulling, it can be in the right context.
I found it's always great easier
because no matter what mask
pictures,
I wear, you can tell it's me. Because you're just like, hey, there's that chubby dude with a beard.
That's Brad.
And it's Brad.
That describes like 90% of MagFed players. I'm not throwing stones, but
yes, no.
Let's not lie to ourselves here. I know if I had a beard, I would be one of those guys. But
hey, you know what? 20 years ago, I told myself I can't wait to grow a beard.
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
We're kind of jealous, Brad.
Good Lord, Sawfit did not give me a beard when I came into this world. I see no need to wear one. Fucking things are itchy.
Mine does get itchy.
Do you find it ever screws with the paintball mask? You take it off.
Yeah. I've pulled my mask off and like found a paintball like buried in the middle of my beard once. I caught a first strike with my beard once. That was cool. For real though, right?
Just another way to.
However, at PRZ, I will wear a what do they call it? A cloth, a scarf. Yeah, just because the beard is not enough when the shot is from 3 feet away.
Yep. Yeah, those panic encounters, man, they get me every time. And it's usually, for me, it's usually when I round a corner, somebody goes to go mercy, or it'll be somebody on the same team, but they go to lower their marker and then have their panic shot.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine where that barrel is pointed,
on more than one
right?
occasion, I've come out of a room at PRZ and just been like, I remember there was one in particular, one that me, Nightmare, Blake, and I think Josh was there too. We had taken the top floor of the 3-story. We thought our entire team was downstairs because we could hear them and we didn't hear any shots. Somebody snuck past them, made it to the top. So me and the boys are just wandering around like we own the place. We're like, what up? Right? Walking out from room to room. And I come out of a room. Fucking barrel was pointed at my mask. Like, I come out of the room and it was just like, whoa. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't say anything because I was just thinking, like, my first thought was, like, this guy got me dead to rights. I'm not going to let the other guys know he's here. So I just put my hands up. And I was like, you got me.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Here, you guys are going to have to excuse me for a second. I'm sorry. It's the wife. Don't go answer this. You know what's going to happen.
Slurp, slurp.
Yep. I got to go.
Watch.
I'll be back.
I can pull him out of the... Look at that. That's why I love this system. I can just pull him out of the frame. Just like that. Bam. Daniel Weber. Hello. Wolf, if you're growing out your beard, bud, I've got stuff that helps with the itch.
You grow a magnificent beard, Wolf.
You do,
no,
man. You've got that.
I prefer being, I always preferred being smooth shaven.
That's cool too. Cause I make a shave soap. The shave soap is live, by the way.
Oh, it's about fucking time. Give me some of that shit.
I will.
I can go for a nice shave before I'm gonna wait. I'll shave probably Friday night or Saturday morning before the game.
I'm trying to think if I can't get hold of it now. I can't. I was gonna say if I could bring it to PRZ, that'd be fucking great, but I can't.
It's too late now, dude.
Yeah. We'll grab. Maybe we'll swing by. I'll get you some, man. I'll get you some. It's nice.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about? PRZ. That's what we were talking about. Okay.
Beards. PRZ. How sexy Wolf is. How excited I am to see my cool paintball cousins again.
Paintball cousins.
Because I miss them. Yeah, they're the cool paintball cousins. You know, like in the Care Bears when like the Care Bear cousins show up and they're all clearly the better ones because you only see them once every few years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what to me. That's what my Ontario brethren are nice. Like. They're the Care Bear cousins.
I was my mind immediately went to like Transformers when you got that one off Transformer that showed up in the show and then you never saw them again. And it didn't matter. They were just a car. Oh. You know what I mean? But
it's like Lieutenant Yeah, it's like Lieutenant Steve in Star Trek. You're like, oh, I've never seen you before and everybody seems to know you. You're fucked. This motherfucker here is gonna be dead by the end of the episode.
Yeah. Cameron wants to know where to get your mask chain mail. That was from Gator Mail.
It's from Gator Mail. You absolutely need to go and check them out on Facebook.
Yeah, they got this killer deal. What it is you give them money and they'll give you Gator Mail.
Yep. They'll even ship it to your door.
It was Dan, it's not that we're busy in September, is that we are broke in September.
Yeah. It's been a summer of what the fuck? Yeah. So, yeah.
It's been a summer.
I will tell you, though, it is paramount that if you're in a relationship and you want to be a successful baller, that you keep that other half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they could
quickly ruin your ammo supply funds. My spouse bought concert tickets for last month and for September, so I get to go. I'm going paintballing, and there we go.
Yeah,
is that Jesse Bear just tuned in? That is nice. Not Jesse Bear. That is Ryan Bell, Mech Tactical. I want to get out to Enemy though. I want to go play with Daniel.
What a fucking
shut up.
That is literally 20 minutes from my house.
And they haven't invited you yet? Well, not what kidding. Does that say?
They have. They have. But you know how you guys were talking about the new MagFed player being totally clueless when it comes to going up against speedballers?
Oh.
Going to play speedball for me.
What I had to learn the hard way, playing speedball, coming from MagFed and from Woodsball, is that in speedball there is no you have to lose the mentality of how much paint do I have. You have to forget about how much paint you have and just roll it, just send the paint down range.
Then when you're done sending the paint, reload your marker
and send
some more. Yeah,
that's what I learned the hard way. Wade wants to know, what are your marker setups for PRZ, first strikes or no first strikes? Both.
I'm running a TMC that I have stripped every bit of flare off of, and it's just no shroud magazine, no fucking cover for my through stock, nice and light. Yeah, I went super lightweight. It works like a fucking charm still.
I'm
too cheap to run FSR. And then it's a waste on me. So
I'm bringing the TGR2.
I'll just shoot all the round ball.
The TGR2 MK3 specifically.
I can't wait to try that thing.
And I'm bringing the First Strike Scout. So the bolt action scout.
I'm bringing the T15 and the MTX, a marker the public hasn't seen with their own eyes yet. The Mech Tactical Experimental. It's an A5 shell that runs T15 mags, First Strike and round ball. But if your viewer there was asking about, do you run first strikes or round balls at PRZ, it entirely depends on your play style. If you want to go inside and suppress people, don't waste money on first strike rounds. you can close the gap with like, suppressing fire at Pierre's.
Tom's logic is very sound logic, is that once you're indoors, paintball
flies straight.
Yeah, round ball flies great. Like, as long as it's not getting fucked up by the barrel,
yes.
If it leaves the barrel clean, it's just going to soar, right? The first strikes that I'm shooting, I want to run the scout because I really want to see what running that is like. This is going to be the deciding factor of whether or not I buy it or not. Because luckily I was not loaned it, but basically I acquired it, and the concept was try it out, pay what you think it's worth. So I haven't really had a chance to use it because I really want to shoot first strikes through it. So this is going to be like my definitive. If I play half the day with that scout and I want to play the other half with it again, I know I want to buy it. But if I switch to my TGR2 halfway through the day or sooner, then I know that the scout's not for me. Done.
I like that logic. Oh.
You got super lucky there. Try before you buy.
Cross country.
Interprovincial
from,
try before you buy.
Cross country.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. So that got it got shipped out to me because my T15 got stolen. So he was like, "Yo, check this out." It's a buddy of mine. It's my buddy Chad.
Oh, did you locate that pistol?
Last year.
Over the winter.
Mm-hmm. When did your T15 get stolen?
Somebody I happened to leave the car unlocked by mistake. And they popped the trunk, they grabbed my gear bag and took off. So I lost more than just my T15. I lost the T15. I lost some mags. I lost a couple of things. Luckily, though, the mini and the first strike tank were with Tom. Or the mini was in Moncton. Tom had the tank. My jerseys and stuff were in the back seat. They didn't look in the back seat. They just popped the trunk. So I was I luckily didn't lose everything. But yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so that makes me wonder, thinking like a criminal for a second here. Oh, wow, I just found this. I don't want to say it, but I found this machine gun-looking thing. Oh, my Lord, I hit the jackpot. What happens to it once you finally figure
it out? Knowing
he tries
to fence it at a pawn shop, or he sells it to somebody who puts it in their closet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a junkie.
And pawn shop won't take it.
Yeah, it was a junkie who took it. I know it, because...
No pawn shops. Most way won't take.
You might find the odd one that will, but most won't, because they don't have anybody who's knowledgeable.
Yeah, the ones here, the one in Ormukto, will take it, but he'll only take like speedball guns. He won't take MagFed stuff.
So, really?
Yeah, because speedball stuff is. Oh, okay. I think it's because he's a pawn shop, on an army base, that he doesn't want anything MagFed on display. Right. So, hey, look at that.
Hey, nice. What the hell, man? This is the only flavor you can.
Oh, we got them all here in Fredericton.
The official sponsor.
Oh, really?
You mean the orange creamsicle?
You got that orange Lissay kind?
The one I'm drinking right now.
Grab me a case. I'll pay for it when you get here. No, yeah. That's the creamsicle.
What one did you want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man,
Rain, such an awesome brand.
They
came on
yeah,
strong and just
they're the brand that when I reached out to them because I was having a manic moment where my ADHD focused in and just was like, you have to do this. So I did it, and I sent an email, and I was like, yo, what do you think of like possibly sponsoring the podcast? What do you think? Fully expecting a no. Right. Or no, thank you. Or, you know, whatever. What we got was we have to protect our brand. So unfortunately, we'll have to decline. So I took that as a.
So I've just.
That's a positive. That's a win.
Wow.
So I've decided that they are our official non-sponsor. They do not sponsor us.
Yes.
At least you got an email back.
They do not sponsor us. They do not support anything we say or do. I support the flavor of their product and will continue to buy it. Kat, I know you want to be on the show. You are very fluffy and pretty. I know, but you cannot be on the show. You must move. You're going to get run over by Mike.
You'd be surprised how well cats do.
Wouldn't surprise me. Will you just give me a second? You're trying to be adorable, and it's working. So
Wade is saying, I actually bought a gun on Kijiji, didn't know it was stolen. The guy at Seabreeze pointed out it was actually stolen out of his truck.
Oh.
So I've been, as soon as I noticed it was stolen, here's the thing, and this is my own fault. It sat in the trunk of my car, right? I didn't look in the trunk of my car for like a month.
Yeah.
So I have no idea when exactly it was taken. But yeah, that is my mistake.
It's a thing. Even here at home, because I got the little ones are running around, I went to PV Mart, which used to be the old TSC Country Store, and I bought one of those cheapo gun safes, and I just keep all my markers and all my mags, mm-hmm. everything, and air tanks, because they can be dangerous too when they're full of air. And I just stick it all in there, and I lock it up. That way, I got that peace of mind, and I don't have the kids space. Downstairs.
I mean, we might have some space once we move, but I don't think the missus will let me bring paintball gear into the apartment. So, is what it is.
Here's the thing. I'm like, a different.
I used to have a room when I owned a house. It's just a room that was all paintball, top to bottom, front to back. It was amazing. I was going to say something. I forget now. Oh, well. It's gone.
My cat's just...
chilling.
Annoyed. Yeah, she's just annoyed because she's got... You've got mats in your fur. It's your own fault. You're a douchebag. So, it's her own fault. She did this to herself.
There.
So I'm just...
Yeah.
So, any other news happening in the paintball world? Whatever happened to that electric marker Falcon was releasing...
Yeah, a lot of stuff's been going that way, it seems, the last few years.
Did it?
It's a better market.
Yeah, it's been super upsetting to see that happen, especially considering all the leaps. Like, when I first started 3 years ago, it's like a new marker was being released or worked on literally every other month. And it was exciting. It was like Call of Duty, where they release something new every day. Week, whatnot, except for us, it moves a bit slower, and then everything just Rona dropped happened. Off when the
that didn't help the
right when things were falling apart south of the border, and all of a sudden we couldn't get first strike rounds anymore, and we knew what they were being used for, and it never came back. So I found that kind of upsetting.
Down some... here it is, 50 cal.
It was only a 50 cal.
Yeah, it's less than lethal. It is $1,300.
Oh, I remember that thing. Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. It looks dope as hell.
I mean, it does look dope as hell.
She does not go outside. She is an indoor prissy girl.
$1,300 for an overboard airdrop.
It's the less than lethal world, man. Nice. They charge an obscene amount of money for bullshit. Like, you can get a TMC. It's honestly a TMC. I'm looking at it right now. It's called the Burna. It comes with... Let's see. It averages a 325 FPS, 50 to 60 rounds per 18 or 88 grams CO2 canister. Comes with four disposable CO2 canisters, 100-foot effective range, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Comes with a bunch of rounds, but it doesn't say what they are. Two 95-count jars of, and I quote, kinetic projectiles. Anyways, this sucker,
it's a very lawsuit-specific.
Right, 900.
Isn't anything that moves through the air designed to impact
$900.
I mean, for an electric gun, it shoot lasers, right?
Then it technically wouldn't be an energy
weapon. What do we got here?
It wouldn't be kinetic then.
Ooh, the Impeccable Defense Turnkey Package 5. Fully modded Vulcan kit with 18 Duke Defense Extremes, 100 kinetic practice rounds, target, red dot scope, and tactical light installed.
And just by listening to the ad, it sounds like it's geared towards the American market. Yeah, it's probably geared towards the American market because we're not allowed to say stuff like that up here, that this is designed to shoot at somebody in the event of somebody breaking into your house. People don't break into houses up here.
Fucking wild, man. Wild.
Never happens. If they do, you just ask them, you know, politely, hey.
It's yeah. It's, I understand the concept of the less than lethal thing. Also, Brittany says hi. She's waving. Wolf wants to know, does your cat go outside?
No, my cats are princesses. They do not go outside. No, they're forever my prisoners, especially the white fluffy one. Mm-mm. He's got a life sentence. Don't forget, you're here forever.
I look at some of this technology. Okay, I watch these videos on the internet, markers I have personally never handled, of people disassembling them. And I start to get these thoughts about, how can I reverse engineer this? Can I build this? Can I 3D print a concept just to have it to interact with it, to interface with it, to see? And believe it or not, after doing it for about a year, it really isn't that complicated to design a drive system or to design a marker. Now, getting it to market and getting all the pieces and all that overhead you have to have, super
realistically,
complicated.
A poppet
valve, as far as designing something,
spool valve,
it's really easy.
Whether you do poppet or spool, doesn't matter. It's pretty simple. It's hold gas until I tell you not to.
Yeah. hit with hammer,
like,
opens hole, spring closes hole.
What Stretch was showing us. With just the top. Speaking of, thinking of that, did you find your pew-pew, your little one?
So I have this amazing superpower.
Which one?
By having untreated, technically undiagnosed, but I have all the symptoms of ADHD, where I can hold something in my hand like this, and then it vanishes. So I've misplaced a paintball gun somewhere. Don't know where it is. Yeah. Didn't take it out of the apartment. Didn't take it to any fields. I have no fucking clue where it is. I never checked
under the
couch. One second.
I swear to fuck if he finds it. I am going to fucking roar if he finds it.
Oh, no way.
Please,
no
God, let
way.
Him find that thing. It'd be really funny.
What did he lose?
No. He knows where the scout is. It's not a T8.
What do you guys think of the chat? Is he gonna find it? Is it under the couch or couch cushions?
I think it's somewhere to the right of his desk.
Sadly, no. How amazing would that have been, though, eh? Like,
we were.
Oh.
Thing is, I remember seeing it.
I was like, no way.
Like, right
there. There.
Yep.
It was there.
To the right of the desk.
It was there. It's not under the desk. I checked under the desk. I checked behind the computer. I checked everywhere. I don't know where the goddamn thing went. I don't understand because I still have everything else for it except the gun. An FSC.
What marker was it? Oh,
yeah, it's this fucking big.
Dirty.
So,
good luck finding that. Could be in the laundry basket. Could be in the sock drawer. It could be anywhere.
Because it's the top drawer of my dresser, so things just go in there. Right?
God,
so I was just like, the other day, I was like, I got to find this fucking thing. I'm going to find it. I don't care what I have to do tonight to get to it. All I know is that between now and 8 a.m., 7:30, I need to be. What time are you coming? Are you leaving Moncton, Tom? 6? 4? 3?
No, 3, 4.
Okay, so at 4:30 in the morning, I need to be.
So I'm guessing you won't be around.
I'll be there
for the Google Meet.
So all I got to do is by 4:30 in the morning, 4:45 at the latest, I need to be at my mother's house so that I can leave the car and get picked up by Tom. Between now and then, I can do a lot of damage looking through this fucking place.
You're going to tear that place upside down and then run out the door, and your old lady's going to call you.
She's not going to call.
She's
going to
come.
She'll send a text, and all it will say is, I've changed the locks. And your daughter's last name. Like, it's going to be like... Yeah.
I fucking kid you.
So, I got to get heading out here quick, but I got a question for you guys while everyone else is watching. The red versus blue. Honey Badger. There's the meme war, which is not what I'm getting at. Do you have any outcomes for this game? Is it going to be high energy? Is it going to be...
It's going to be glorious.
High testosterone game?
I have a prediction. How do you feel? I have a prediction.
Coming out.
It's going to be stupidly hot. Like, it's going to be stupid hot. It's just going to be hot and muggy. It's just going to be shitty like weather. Hot? Not shitty weather. It's going to be clear skies, but everyone's going to be sweaty and gross and hot and dehydrated. Now, Red is winning the meme war. I think not. Anyways.
The memes have been spicy.
They have been spicy.
They've been very spicy.
I think what's going to happen is whatever team goes fucking hard the first half of the day is going to lose. I think whatever team goes super hard. So let's say like fucking whistle goes, red team just goes balls to the wall, right? Just fucking hammers away from 10 a.m. till 2. Is there a break in the middle of the day? Cool. So the break.
Yes, there is an order for lunch.
Between whatever time we start and beginning of lunch. Boom, right? They're just going to go hard. They're just going to fucking pound away. Bam, 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 right? They're going to be fucking exhausted. Dehydrated. Sunstroked, whatever. And then they're going to hit lunch and they're going to fucking sit down and they're going to basically not be able to get back up. Exactly. I think
that's what
I think this
for.
Is going to be a.
I'm going to be rolling around smoking all this fine ass weed. Everybody's going to hit those food. They're going to eat all the goddamn carbs they can and they're going to fall asleep. Meanwhile, the Maritimers will go, we're not that stoned. And we're just going to go and collect some objectives.
Yeah, I think whatever team goes super hard during the day. Yeah, yeah.
I have my morale officer picked
out. It's going to be a good time. And Tom and I are fully prepared to be cannon fodder. We're just looking for firefights.
I'm actually quite curious to see how you guys make out with the objective we discussed privately.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to make it happen. Yes. We're going to make shit happen. So, yes. But on that bombshell, folks, it's been an hour. I need to go tear my apartment apart looking for stuff.
I need to go sleep for at least 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, well, fuck. It's 9:30. So, I mean, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2.
I need to plot the demise of the red team.
If you haven't figured out how to do it now, you're not going to figure it out. So now we just need to kick their asses and touch their bums. Nope.
Well, maybe the first part.
I don't recall stuttering.
So, folks, it's been a blast.
See you guys in a couple days.
Yeah.
A couple days. A couple hours.
Yeah, we're going to see you in like 10 hours. It's holy fuck. 10 hours. Yeah. No, 20 hours. 24, 20, 20, 22. 24. We're going to see you in 22 hours. Folks, that's it. We're out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's been a blast. Until next week. Cheers.